My name is Tim Pashis, and I'm the Senior Director of Solutions Marketing with Interactive Intelligence. It's my pleasure to walk you through a brief introduction of Interactive Intelligence, show you our integration to Microsoft Link, as well as to walk you through a little bit more about the technologies that we offer to the Contact Center. So I'll start off, first of all, giving you a background, and then I'll turn it over to Matt McClellan, who will show you the integration, and then I'll come back and show you the additional technologies. First, let's talk a little bit about Interactive Intelligence. Interactive Intelligence was founded in 1994 with the idea that there's a better way to handle contact center communications, to offer the customer the ability to communicate with the contact center the way they wanted to, and when they wanted to, and how they wanted to. So, we started about, for over 2.5 years in development, creating a brand new way to communicate within the contact center. And it was built upon something that was completely different to the contact center world. Instead of offering hardware-based point solutions, Interactive Intelligence Corps of Engineers came about to develop a software-based environment, an all-in-one software-based open standard solution that allowed contact centers to finally deploy all the different types of contact center technologies that they needed, much easier with a lower cost of integration and lower total cost of ownership. Now, we're talking about technologies like ACD, IVR, recording, and not just call recording, but multi-channel recording, which includes emails and chats and faxes and social media, workforce management, outbound dialing, speech analytics, post-call satisfaction surveys, and much, much more. They first shipped this product in 1997. Today, we're on version 4.0, and we have over 4,500 customers worldwide, and we're localized in 23 different languages. Scalability-wise, well, if you'd like to start off, say, as low as 50 agents, you can do that on the solution that we provide, but a lot of contact centers go a lot higher, so we can scale all the way up to 5,000 agents on a single server, and multiple servers can be added together to go even larger. Now, Interactive Intelligence sells direct, but also through a channel of over 300 resellers worldwide. From a revenue perspective, Interactive Intelligence is estimated to earn over $250 million in revenues in 2012. Here's the beautiful thing for Microsoft. We are built upon 100% Microsoft technologies. This includes the server side as well as the desktop side. Now, how are we different? Well, I mentioned already that we're an all-in-one vendor and software-based. And the fact that our software is available not only to premise-based customers, but also as a hosted solution in the cloud. But let's go back to the very core. Our foundation is around providing a superior customer experience, which means we want to increase first call resolution rates. So which means anytime a customer calls the contact center, they return or leave happily satisfied because their answers were resolved on the very first time they've called in. What this ultimately means for organizations is that they can increase sales opportunities because at the time that customer is happy, that's the best time for cross-sell or upsell opportunities. Well, where's the pain point? Where's the problem that we have today that we look to Microsoft Link to provide a solution for? Well, it involves finding the subject matter experts in the rest of the organization. And we do that by leveraging the capabilities that Microsoft Link provides. Let me turn it over to Matt to show you that integration and walk you through how we can find the subject matter experts to provide a better solution.
Hi, I'm Matt McClellan. I'm the product manager of Unified Communications and third-party integrations for Interactive Intelligence. What I'd like to do here is give you a demonstration of some of the key features of our Link integration in our Customer Interaction Center 4.0 platform. So let's take a look at a couple things here. We'll begin by opening up the interaction client. This is the main interface that a contact center user uses to handle all of their contact center interactions. So their telephone calls, their email interactions, their instant message chat interactions, possibly web callbacks, anything that could come into the contact center, all the various multimedia types are handled with inside of this interface. One thing that's lacking at this point is any kind of link integration. So you've got to have your link client over here to get any of your enterprise functionality that the rest of the enterprise who isn't running the CIC client is actually using. So you've got all of this power and functionality sitting over here inside of Link, as well as a siloed kind of contact center functionality sitting over here. And they don't really work well together, you know, as separate applications. The other thing that's a problem with this is you've got two user interfaces open, and that's just not efficient for a contact center agent. So the first way we really handled this situation is we actually wanted to bring Microsoft Link into the interaction client. Let me finish setting this up a little bit. Let's do a name view. Let's just make it a little bit more compact. Okay, there you go. Once we get this embedded Link client open, we've eliminated the need to actually have two separate interfaces. So we've now got it all self-contained inside of one big package, and you've effectively brought together, at least from a visual perspective, your contact center functionality with your enterprise functionality. And you can see here we used all of the native Microsoft controls. So what you would expect to get in Link, you actually get inside of our embedded Link client as well too. So if I wanted to look, let's say, on the dev integrations team, who's available? Oh, I've got Chris here, he's available. I could start an instant message with him straight from this embedded Link plugin. So you get the same functionality that you would expect in Link. And at the same time, you're free over here to do all of your contact center work as well. I'll just show another thing. Let me see if I could look up someone in product management. And so we could actually imagine I was even on an interaction over here and I needed to find a particular product manager that was available. And I've got the whole list here thanks to the Link control. Let's see Ro. What's going on with Ro? Perhaps I needed to contact Ro to ask him about, you know, a particular thing that he's an expert on inside of the enterprise. You can see Ro's got some interesting presence information going on here that's kind of non-standard Link. We'll talk to that here in just a second. But you can see what I really just want to show is you can still do the search inside of the interaction client, open up your Link window, and continue about your contact center interaction while reaching into the enterprise to get a knowledge worker. So that's really kind of the first basic thing that we added to the interaction client, is this embedded Link client plugin. One of the things we're most excited about with the Link integration in CIC 4.0 is now our ability to use Link Enterprise Telephony as the voice endpoints or workstations for CIC. So as you can see here in my interaction client, every agent who's connected has to have a workstation type that they connect to. So whether it be a you know, regular workstation, or remote station, remote number, SIP soft phone. This more or less is defining what the quote-unquote phone is going to be for that particular agent. You can see here I actually have a Matthew McClellan Link station configured, and what this means is now whenever I make any phone calls from the interaction client or I receive any kind of interactions from my queues, it's actually going to present those calls on my Link workstation. Let me show you how this works. Up here at the top of the interaction client, I've got a place where I can make outbound phone calls. So I'm just going to make 123.1.2.3.4. So let's pretend I'm a contact center agent. I need to make some outbound call. In real life, a lot of this would happen automatically for them, whether it was a dialer campaign or something else going on. But I'm just going to use manual because it's going to be easier to demonstrate that way. If I make a call here, watch, there's going to be some things that happen. They're going to happen quickly, and I'll explain this after it happens. So let me actually click to make the call. You see I get the outbound call initializing. I'm dialing. While this is going on, the Link window has opened for me automatically. I'm going to put this on hold so I don't have to listen to it in my ear. While all this was going on, the Link window opened for me and initiated the actual communications for me on the Link side. So I didn't have to do anything as an agent. I typed in my number and off it went. I'm actually going to go ahead and disconnect this interaction here real quick. And it hung up. Okay. And at the same time, you see my Link window is going to go away here at the same time. There it goes. What this functionality is called is auto off hook functionality. And so in the contact center, you want a contact center agent to have as few clicks as possible. And so whenever they place outbound calls from the client or they get ACD interactions that come in that are set to auto answer, we've now accounted for that inside the interaction client, and we've actually are sending commands over to Link to tell when to pick up interactions automatically or when to allow the agent to do it. All of that is configured inside of Customer Interaction Center. But now, in fact, we've eliminated the need for any kind of phone. Again, you can have a Link phone on the desktop or some other kind of phone on the desktop. But what makes this really powerful is the fact that we can use embedded Link now to do all of the same things that a normal phone would do. The next feature I'd like to discuss is Presence Sync between CIC and Link. And I use Presence Sync loosely. Let me explain why. Over here in Link, we've got the basic enterprise statuses or presence values. And these are actually very powerful within the enterprise because they communicate what the user is actually doing. If we come over here to CIC, we see that there's a lot more presence values. Now, a lot of these aren't necessarily ACD specific, but the ones that are very important. So let's take, for example, available no ACD. Available no ACD means that I'm available for you to communicate with me, but I'm actually not currently working on a queue. The reverse of that would be available. And at this point inside the contact center, I'm actually available to take interactions on the queue. So let me show you how we push these values over to Link. So if you look now back over to Link, my available status in CIC has communicated to a different presence value of available in queue. And this basically just lets the enterprise know that yes, I'm available, I'm not currently on some type of interaction, but I am actually sitting in a queue. You might think twice before contacting me. If I were to change this presence value to available no ACD, you'd see then that value as well communicates over to the enterprise to let them know that I actually am not sitting on a queue at the moment. Go ahead and contact me. The presence value inside of Link against the CIC values is fully configurable. You can make any presence value inside of CIC equal any presence value inside of Link. Right now, I'm simply configured for a base contact center user, which means anything that I select on the CIC side is going to push into Link. And it's very important that that happens because workforce management as well as reporting on agent statistics are all geared on what this agent's status is doing on the CIC side. It's not as important what they change over here on the Link side. And we also don't want Link affecting what's going on with their status inside of the contact center. The only exception to this is do not disturb. Because if you have a Link workstation inside of CIC and you set your Link presence to do not disturb, you've in fact turned off your phone. So you don't want to be set to an available ACD status with a phone that's turned off. So we do, for this configuration, push do not disturb back into CIC. So that just shows we do have two-way presence sync, but there's a lot that needs to be considered when you consider two-way presence sync because of the effects both directions. So this is what we're doing with presence sync. To conclude, I'd like to show one of the other features that I wasn't able to live demo. These are actually screenshots of what our Link-enabled company directory inside the interaction client is going to look like. So what this does is it even further simplifies the contact center interface by not having to have an embedded Link client if they so desire. So what we've done is we've added a Link presence column here, and as you can see as I kind of roll through these screenshots, if they hover over the Link presence tic tac, they still get the Link contact card and then all of the functionality that you would have from the contact card as well. So being able to make the phone call, be able to do the email or the instant message, screen share, whatever they want to do. Also, inside of this contact directory, you can right-click and you can get a contextual menu and do the same things from the contextual menu in the CIC client. So again, this just sort of simplifies the being able to reach into the enterprise and being able to have all of that Link functionality inside of CIC.
At the beginning of this video, I told you that customer experience is very valuable to Interactive Intelligence, so much so that we drive development efforts around making customer service a competitive weapon. Now, we've just shown you how our integration with Microsoft Link increases first call resolution rates by giving agents visibility and accessibility to the knowledge experts spread throughout an organization and how that improves the customer experience. And now I'd like to take you through a couple of applications that we provide that focus on that customer experience. And the first one's going to be around real-time monitoring. The second one's going to be around agent auditing or grading an agent's performance. And the third one's going to be around the voice of the customer. let's first of all focus on the real-time monitoring aspect. Now, real-time monitoring is something that all contact centers should have and most contact center vendors provide. So I'm going to start here with what you're seeing, which is our dashboard. It's called Interaction Supervisor. It allows managers and supervisors to see what's taking place. And of course, it's got all of its real-time statistics, ACD statistics, and thresholds that have been set. And I can add or remove any of the statistics that I want to and expand upon them. And you can see that I've got alerts kicking off. Some of these are visual alerts. I can have audible alerts. I can have things popping up and messages popping up, alerting supervisors to conversations or thresholds that have been exceeded. But from a real-time perspective, let's focus on the bottom part here into the queue itself and the members, the agents themselves of what's going on. And looking at the queue, I see conversations that are taking place. In this case, these are phone calls. And I can use my supervisory tools to listen to the call, to whisper coach, and even to join the call if I'd like to. And I can see all the rest of the conversation pieces that I need, so I know who's calling in, what agent they're talking to. But then I see two extra columns over here that are highly valuable to me, and that is real-time keyword and phrase monitoring. So in real-time, monitoring a conversation and identifying certain keywords and phrases that are spoken either by the agent or by the customer, and then scoring them so that a supervisor can, again, in real time, identify conversations where they need to be focusing their attention on. And so here we see certain scores being associated based off of those keywords. And if I hover over top of them, I can see what those keywords are, or quick right-click allows me to see more detail. And now I can have direct visibility into certain conversations where I see things that are being said that I need to be notified about. And so instead of waiting till after conversation is finished and randomly choosing recordings to monitor and hoping that I come across these types of conversations, I see them in real time, I'm alerted to them, and I can act upon them immediately. Let's move to the second piece of how we improve the customer experience through another application, and it's called Interaction Recorder. And it's to monitor to perform the agent auditing. So Interaction Recorder is, again, just another licensable application within the Customer Interaction Center, and it appears in the same console. Now, CIC is a multi-channel application, and so is the recording module. So you'll see recordings that have been done of emails, of calls, and of web chats in this case. And to score one of these conversations, I just highlight it, and then I can right-click on the piece of information that I want to score, choosing the right questionnaire, and it opens up. Now, one of the things you see happening right here, though, is that you were listening, in this case, to the recording of the conversation, and you'll see these little blue bubbles indicating where Interaction Analyzer has identified keywords and phrases that happened during the conversation, allowing me to quickly jump to that part of the conversation and hear what was said. Now, this red dot over here tells me that there was a screen recording done. And so now I can also see what the agent was doing and identify why those keywords and phrases were spoken. If I jump to a certain part of this conversation, we'll quickly see that the agent was busy surfing the web instead of listening to the conversation. And that would explain why I see a lot of these pauses here indicating that the agent was busy doing something else. Well, now I have my information to go ahead and score this agent, so let's go back here. And we can quickly score it and say, yep, there were a lot of seconds of dead air, and I'll rank or rate this agent and give them a scorecard. And these questionnaires, of course, can be created by by contact centers, and they can create them to be whatever they like to score them on, and we provide the tools to make that happen. All right, so I've shown you two of the three pieces I said I was going to show. Now let's focus on the last piece, and that's the voice of the customer. You know, we've been able to impact the conversation with that agent through the agent and the customer through our integration with Microsoft Link. We've been able to monitor it in real time with the Interaction Supervisor. We've been able to score the conversation, and then we're going to blend it all together by adding the voice of the customer, and that's handled through post-call satisfaction surveys and an application we call Interaction Feedback. And here what I'm seeing is just the results of those surveys. So customers are either randomly picked or automatically picked every time to go into a post-call satisfaction survey. And those results are then displayed here. And what's important to see here, and I'm just looking at a good result here and a bad result here, what's important to note here is that when poor conversations have happened, supervisors can be immediately notified through, say, an email message, a pop-up message, or through dashboards, so they can immediately act upon that. So let's say you're a customer, you gave that agent a poor rating, and you hung up. Well, imagine that within a few minutes you get a phone call back from that contact center to asking you, hey, what happened? Can I do anything better? Etc. And that's the kind of power that you get from a product like Interaction Feedback and the Customer Interaction Center. With that, I'm going to go ahead and end this conversation by thanking you very much for joining us. I hope you found out the information you needed about who we are as a company, what solutions we provide, and how our integration with Microsoft Link helps improve the overall customer experience. If you'd like to know more information about us or the solutions we provide, please visit us at inin.com.